Live call-in talk show. It's your turn on 680 AM WISR and worldwide on the internet at WISR680.com. It's your turn, 724-283-2525. And now, it's your turn with Dave Malarkey.
Good afternoon once again, everyone. Welcome. Nice to have you with us on the Thursday edition. Thursday already. Wow. This week is flying by, huh? And the month of September, of October is flying by, too. 1 week from today is Halloween. Last day of the month. And it'll be Turkey Month in November. Wow. Well, anyway, nice to have you with us on It's Your Turn today. We have a number of things to talk about on the program. In just a couple of minutes, we'll be joined by our first guest as we talk about vaping and smoking. Very much in the news, over the, especially over the past couple of months, vaping. I mean, who knew that it could lead to these serious illnesses and death? Over 30 people, I believe, is the latest count of people who have died of illness and injuries related to vaping, lung injury leading to vaping, use of e-cigarettes. There's a special concern about young people using these e-cigarettes, and latest statistics indicate about 20% of high school students are using these e-cigarettes. Well, we'll talk about it in just a couple of minutes, actually, with our first guest today, Jennifer Kofer, who's with the MD Anderson Cancer Center. So she'll be joining us, and also going to talk a little bit about plastic surgery on the program today as we chat with writer Frank Strasser. That's just a little bit later on the program. And then still more to come as we talk about Stand Down. What's that all about locally, Stand Down? And that'll be the final segment of our It's Your Turn program today. So I see the temperature's just jumped up another couple of notches. And we're up to 62 degrees now here in Butler. So it's pretty nice out there. I mean, you know, at late October, you might still need a sweatshirt or a light jacket because it is a little breezy. Let's see, the wind right now, 9 miles an hour. So, and it's out of the southwest, so it's a fairly warm breeze. We do expect to climb a little bit more. Predictions now indicate that we'll be up into the mid-60s, not too far away. And that's noticeably warmer than yesterday. It's about 10 degrees warmer than what we had yesterday when we were in the mid-50s during the afternoon. Already past that. Okay, a quick break, and then our first guest, Jennifer Kofer, will join us here on It's Your Turn on WISR. Back in just a moment.
New with Pinckney Capital Management in Portersville. Today, many people need help managing their investments. The investment options available today can be confusing. If you would like to talk to someone for help, why not call me for an appointment? Howie Pinckney at Pinckney Capital Management, 1284 Perry Highway, Portersville, Pennsylvania. My telephone number is 724-368-4224. Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network. Member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
The Battery Warehouse Plus family is proud to announce the opening of West End Tire and Service, formerly Seaman Tire Services. Keeping commerce alive in Butler is important, and at West End Tire and Service, they vow to keep the same great people and great service that Seaman's provided for years by offering a vast selection of tires, installation, and service. West End Tire and Service is looking forward to serving the community and expanding their service offerings in the near future. Stop by West End Tire and Service, 459 West Cunningham Street in Butler, or call 724-287-6973.
Listeners, on this segment of It's Your Turn here on WISR, I'm Dave Malarkey. We're going to be talking about vaping. This has been in the news, especially in the past several weeks. Some serious illness, many deaths, as a matter of fact, and it has health officials on high alert. To help educate the public, the MD Anderson Cancer Center is doing its part to raise awareness about the dangers of vaping and smoking, of course. And here with the latest info on the health risks, Jennifer Kofer, who's director of the End Tobacco Program at MD Anderson. Jennifer, first of all, a lot of people are surprised, shocked, I guess, with the recent deaths and lung injuries associated with vaping. So let's talk about that. Is vaping really safer than smoking cigarettes?
That is a great question, and we are alarmed about the rapid involvement of the vaping-related lung injuries and the vaping-related deaths. Since vaping products are largely unregulated and understudied and understandardized, meaning one product doesn't look the same, it's hard to know to define what safe is. So I discuss with the public, safer doesn't equal safe. The ingredients that are used in these products are unknown. There is no list like on the back of another product you're going to buy at the grocery store. We don't know the exact ingredients in every product. But these substances that are in these products are getting into the lungs and the blood system, and they are causing immediate impact to both the heart and the lungs. And so that's why we've seen some of these diseases develop more rapidly than others. But it's not just harmless water vapor that these users are inhaling. They are harmful ingredients, and most of them include nicotine. And we also know nicotine disrupts brain development and harms the organs in the body.
And I've read that it's as addictive as heroin. Is that true?
That is true.
Yeah. So I'm sure you've had many people coming to you, especially in recent weeks, with reports of all these deaths now. What do you tell them about vaping?
So we stand with the Centers for Disease Control and the FDA when they issued that advisory that warns e-cigarettes may result in severe pulmonary disease. That's why we want to harm. We want to educate on the harms. We also want to educate on the importance of discussing quitting. We do read the headlines and see the 1,400 cases, the 33 deaths. They are unfortunate and unnecessary. We need to have regulation of a product that humans are consuming. But in the meantime, we are urging the users to start their quit plan because a lot of users are intending to switch, but they're ultimately either still using both products or they haven't quite switched off of the e-cigarettes and vapor products. And because it's not an approved FDA smoking cessation device, we're urging folks to start their quit plan.
We're talking, listeners, with Jennifer Kofer. She's the director of the End Tobacco Program and Cancer Prevention Policy at the MD Anderson Cancer Center. Jennifer, where is the MD Anderson Cancer Center? What part of the country are you in?
So we're actually located in Houston, Texas, but MD Anderson has partner institutions all over the United States, but our flagship is here in Houston, Texas.
Do you have any tips that you can share with people who might be interested in quitting smoking but aren't quite sure how to get started on a smoking cessation?
Yes, the best way to quit smoking is through FDA-approved medications called nicotine replacement therapy and behavioral counseling. And we've seen quit rates at almost 50% when both of these methods combined are used in its appropriate way. So the FDA medication, 7 different choices, 2 different prescription medications available. When you see a medical provider, they can choose the right recipe for your success for your quit plan along with behavioral counseling.
People that try vaping in order to quit smoking, I don't know. We hear a lot of stories the last couple of weeks, especially. Is it just the vaping products that you purchase off the street that are dangerous, or is there concern about all vaping products?
Well, there is concern about all vaping products just because of the unregulation, but that's exactly what the CDC is investigating. What's in these ingredients, what's causing the lung injury, what's causing the rapid development of the lung injury. But ultimately, in fact of the matter is, we don't have standardized, well-studied, or regulated products. Therefore, we want to insert ourselves to say, hey, let's quit. And to the youth who are starting to use this product, the latest data telling us 1 in 5 high school students, let's help these youth be able to have a lifetime free of nicotine and tobacco addiction. And so what can we do to make sure that they're not accessible to our kids? So there are 2 different messages here. As we see the CDC investigation, we want to make sure we help adults quit and keep our youth from ever starting.
I'm interested to know what you think about the fact that these reports of serious illness and deaths have surfaced only in the past, couple of months. I mean, e-cigarettes have been around for a while. Is it just that we're now noticing the connection, or why all of a sudden this epidemic in just recent weeks?
Yeah, that is a great question, and that's the investigation that the scientists at CDC and the researchers are trying to figure out. In the United States, 10 years ago is when the e-cigarette products came on the market. So it could be linked to the fact that it's been 10 years worth, but I don't think that's the case with kids who just are getting access to these products, mostly using flavors as their hook to start, but then ultimately becoming addicted through the nicotine ingredient. But that is exactly what we're looking for with CDC to tell us what is going on currently, what's going on with the products, but the FDA to be able to regulate and tell the public exactly what they are consuming. Because a lot of these ingredients that are being mixed up were intended to be ingested and consumed through food, not consumed by inhalation to breathe in.
Well, more and more states are enacting restrictions on e-cigarettes and vaping products. One final question, Jennifer. Where can our listeners get credible information about e-cigarettes and tobacco?
Yeah, there are three websites and phone numbers that I would send out to you and your listeners. Anyone looking to quit can call the National Quit Line at 1-800-QUIT-NOW for free help. That's 1-800-QUIT-NOW. The Centers for Disease Control website has information on the lung-related injuries and the investigation at cdc.gov. And then at MD Anderson, we have all of these topics located on our homepage at mdanderson.org, especially how to start your quit plan today.
Good information, listeners. Jennifer, thanks very much. Good to talk with you.
Thank you.
Special anniversary being marked by the Society of St. Vincent de Paul here in Butler this month of October. The 16th anniversary of the moving of their thrift store to the Greater Butler Mart, Route 8 South. And it's been a great success there, too. Very convenient. I mean, you know, got tons of free parking right outside the door. The Society of St. Vincent de Paul thrift store in the Greater Butler Mart. Please note that all revenue generated by the operation of the thrift store stays right here in Butler County, every penny, to help support the Society of St. Vincent de Paul food bank and their client aid services. And during this month of October, as they mark the 16th anniversary, the good folks at the Society of St. Vincent de Paul would like to put out a special thank you to everybody, all the organizations, all the businesses, the donors, the individuals, the churches, who have helped make this such a great success. They've distributed close to $1.4 million in client aid over the last 16 years, helping needy families and needy folks with a utility bill at the end of the month or a doctor bill or whatever. And the food bank is now serving more than 1,600 people every month. Wow. They like to say we stand tallest when we stoop to help others. Society of St. Vincent de Paul in Butler.
Compassionate Certification Centers makes getting your medical marijuana card so easy. With 10 convenient locations, you're closer to getting your medical marijuana card than you think. Log on to cccregister.com for your appointment at either Butler, Carlisle, Clarion, Erie, downtown Pittsburgh, Kachanning, Natrona, the North Hills, or Washington. Call Compassionate Certification Center today to find out if you qualify at 888-316-9085. You can even send in your medical records for a free review before booking an appointment. That's 888-316-9085 or cccregister.org.
Have a pretty good novel to talk about, listeners, on the next segment of It's Your Turn here on WISR. My name is Dave Malarkey, and we're going to be chatting with writer Frank Strasser about his new novel entitled Plastic. Frank, nice to meet you. Nice to have you with us for a few minutes here on the program today.
My pleasure.
Frank Strasser is a well-known playwright and producer. He's written a number of plays, including The Powder Room. You may have heard of that one. But this is your first novel, right, Frank?
It is. It is. I've always been a novelist at heart, but I somehow segued into theater, and I think it helped my novel writing.
Well, I saw one of the reviews for your novel, Plastic, and I'm paraphrasing here because I don't have it in front of me right now, but it said, a combination of two of our favorite things, Hollywood and crime fiction. So that's Pretty good summary, I think, in a nutshell of plastic. Let's talk about, first of all, the main characters in your book, one of whom is Harry Previn, Dr. Harry Previn. Who is he, Frank, and what's he all about?
Well, he's a celebrated Beverly Hills plastic surgeon who really caters to the stars. And he's also an artist. He's a sculptor. And I might say that most plastic surgeons see themselves as artists in any case. But he's a sculptor, and he's married to an artist, a painter. And he has been doing the same commission again and again, beautifying the beautiful, essentially, because, you know, they are the beautiful people, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's in a bit of a rut, and he's in a rut with his marriage. And so I'd say that this is a story of an artist in crisis.
And then comes your next main character in the person of Fay Wray. That might be a familiar
yes.
name for a lot of folks who watch old-time movies, but who is Fay Wray in your novel, Frank?
Well, she's a 19-year-old pop star who Previn will meet in the basement of the parking garage of the Chateau Marmont Hotel, where she lays in the back of a limo, violently disfigured. And she's a beauty. She's had a hit song, and she's a casualty. And he is being asked ostensibly to restore her looks, but realizes that he's there to surgically erase evidence of the crime, and hence the conspiracy.
And obviously a very violent crime, and there's a rather desperate group of Hollywood image makers who will stop at nothing to get this cover-up done. I'm thinking of the scene in the Godfather, Frank, where Vito Corleone goes to the mortician with his badly disfigured dead son, Sonny, and says, I'll need all of your skills.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Can't you do anything for him?
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, plastic is a bit of a Humpty Dumpty story. You know, you've got this woman is in this situation, and it's not an easy fix. And I think it's rather simplistic to think, oh, well, look, if she's have a problem here, there's a predicament, let's just call in a plastic surgeon, and we'll sort it out, we'll restore the crockery, we'll get it all sorted, and she'll be good to go. it's never as simple as that. And this really challenges Previn and makes him assess, too, the nature of his work and the nature of beauty. I think that's really at the heart of the novel is you know, what is it with, what are our standards for beauty? And I think we live in a beauty-obsessed culture, and certainly he's at the center of that, and which standards are being imposed on us. And, you know, it only raises the stakes in a situation like this. And but the novel raises a lot of questions about the world in which we're in, and what we should find acceptable and not acceptable.
Well, we certainly live in a beauty obsessed culture. That's for sure. The problem is, you know, how do people define beauty? You know, I mean, we've all seen and these Hollywood actors and actresses shall remain unnamed for the purpose of our discussion, but we've seen, a couple of actresses in particular that I know are in their 80s, and I've seen pictures of them recently, and there's just no way, Frank. I mean, there's just no way that they're... skin can be that
well,
perfect.
You know, you touch on something, and you know, it isn't just our media of you know, the TV and film, but it's also the internet, We're being bombarded with images all the time, and I think of somebody that's a housewife in Pittsburgh, right? I mean, you know, and she's got three kids, and she's holding down a job at Heinz or whatever, and she's looking at the TV, which there's somebody that's supposed to be her, except that person, instead of being a 41-year-old, is being played by a 31-year-old. So she's 41, and she's thinking that she looks terrible. And so it is a virus that's out there, really. It is making a lot of people insecure. And, I used this situation, this world, which I called the capital of good looks in my book, as a bit of a world to look at all of this. And, there are a lot of other patients in the book as well. There's a director's wife who's considering a facelift because her husband has found a younger woman. the reasons why people turn to plastic surgery, it's often they're driven by a need, a insecurity, a crisis, there are some very legitimate reasons to go to have work done. And I think that it's just we have to look into ourselves. And I think plastic surgeons are often like therapists. They sit there with the patients, and they're learning all sorts of things that has very little to do essentially with the nose mm-hmm. or the breasts. You know, it's about their home life, about whether, you know, who's doing the Diana's got this and blah, blah, blah. We've all heard it, at dinner parties or whatever. Yeah. People talking about that they need to have something done or that, you know, whatever, they're feeling old. When I started this novel, the seeds of it came about because I was essentially a struggling novelist. And it'd been suggested to take an acting class, and I ended up at the Beverly Hills Playhouse studying with the late Milton Caselas. And I was there with Jenna Elfman and Ann Archer and Giovanni Ribisi and the late Doris Roberts. It was a very illustrious group of actors in this class. But what I found is, essentially being a civilian, not part of that Hollywood world at that time, I was how insecure and how tenuous this whole place that they were at is. Wow. And it's so much based on beauty and age. And it's like a ticking clock and or a time bomb.
Wow.
So, I started to think that, ostensibly you think you're in paradise, but maybe this is hell.
I'm thinking of the late Doris Roberts. Even at her age, she was insecure about her looks. Why? I don't think she had anything to worry about.
Well, I wouldn't characterize her as perhaps Exhibit A. Mm-hmm. She was a very secure woman, actually, but she got to a certain place in her career where she could be, and she was playing herself, really, at her age. There are a lot of actresses that are being asked. And in fact, many of the actors that were in the class were at a place in their career where their careers had stalled, and their agents and managers were pulling away, and it was because they were getting older. If you haven't really scored and the momentum is increasing at 35 as a woman in Hollywood, I should say, there's a reassessment that goes on. Are they going to make it? I mean, it's getting kind of late. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's terrible. And, we actually had a woman in the class who was a very beautiful woman, who was 24. And the funny thing with her is that she had been a teen star, and it was getting kind of late in the day for her. So she had to transition, and she was unable to make that transition. But there are these hurdles, and it is about age and beauty. I would say, and it's an interesting thought, fertility. It ties a lot into the this idea of when we're fertile. I mean, Jennifer Aniston, interestingly, you know, we still see her on supermarket tabloids with the bump. You know, she's going to get pregnant. She's pregnant again, you know, or she's pregnant. And, I mean, she's 50 years old. There's no way that I assume that it's her publicist putting that stuff out there to kind of make her seem like she's still plausible as that woman that we've come to love, who's always like left at the altar or trying to get married and have a child. And so, you know, it all feeds in. Maybe I'm a little off on a tangent here,
that's an interesting point of view. I've never really thought of it that way, but you're right. And of course, you can't escape her on the in the supermarket checkout aisle. She's always on two or three of those tabloids. But on the other hand, Frank, by the way, listeners, if you're joining us a little bit late, we're having an interesting discussion with a novelist, Frank Strasser, about his new novel, Plastic, which is about plastic surgery and also good crime fiction. There are other actresses that pop into my mind, Frank, who have eschewed plastic surgery. I'm still chuckling at that woman who's 24 and she's worried about aging, for goodness sakes. But I'm thinking of people like Helen Mirren, who still gets fantastic parts in movies. I just saw a film not too long ago starring Charlotte Rampling. It was called 45 Years, about the 50th year of a wedding anniversary with her husband. And she's terrific. She looks like she could be celebrating her 45th wedding anniversary, and so what? You know, she's still a fantastic person and a great actor.
She's very European, and, I think America is ground zero for a lot of this insecurity. I think Europeans handle this a lot better.
Good point.
There's innumerable, I can think of French women and stuff that just seem to wear their age so well. It actually is sort of almost an asset. Whereas here it's seen as more of a negative. The Faye Ray, the pop star at the center of my book, people may remember the actress who played the woman that King Kong took a liking to in the first King Kong was Fay Wray. And, mm-hmm. and that was King Kong is a story of the battle of man against nature. And that is what plastic surgery and what we're all contending with, we're wrestling with fighting against nature.
Did you have to do any research, Frank, into plastic surgery as you were in the process of putting this novel together?
Yeah, I spent a lot of time speaking with many people, including five different plastic surgeons, one of whom was Jan Adams. I spent a lot of time with, and he was very helpful. And Dr. Adams, people may remember, subsequently operated on Donda West, Kanye West's mom, and she died a day later. And that became a plot point in my story. out of that tragedy, I did see something that could raise the stakes. And so Previn loses the mother of a major star at the beginning of the story, and it is a wrongful death suit, the prospect of that, and the whole thing that it hovers over him and leads him to the chateau to meet Fay Wray. Mm. So, you know, he's not there completely by choice. It's a favor.
Hollywood celebrity meets crime fiction, folks, in Frank Strasser's novel, Plastic. One final question. Our time begins to run short here. Rather an arresting cover on your book. I'm holding a review copy in my hand right now. I know from talking with many other writers that they don't have a whole lot to say about what ends up on the cover of their book. That's kind of a publisher's thing. Are you okay with the cover? It's hard to stop looking at it.
Actually, it was my concept for the cover.
Oh, really?
My publisher, Rare Bird Books, was very kind in embracing my ideas. I mean, I have a publishing background in magazine business, and I wanted a strong cover. The cover, for people who want to understand what we're talking about here, it is a woman with plastic over her face, and there's a prettier image underneath of her, like mm-hmm. a reflection. Mm-hmm. But it comes out of, my mom was a sculptress, and she used to cover her clay heads with plastic so they wouldn't dry out. And I thought that making Previn a sculptor, too, it was a fabulous motif for beauty being suffocating.
Yeah.
Also, it raises questions about what is plastic? You know, is it, we think of the movie The Graduate, plastic is the one word you need to know. I mean, plastic means so many things to different people, and it comes from the Greek word plastikos, meaning to shape. Mm. So it's a very interesting word, and the cover hopefully provokes people to think really deeply about the nature of all of this.
It worked for me. Again, listeners, the title of the novel is Plastic by Frank Strasser. Hey, Frank, nice conversation. Thanks for being with us for a few minutes here today. I enjoyed.
Well, thank you very much, and the book is available on audio.
Oh, okay. Good.
Sure.
Plastic, Frank Strasser. Thanks, Frank.
Okay, cheers. Bye.
It's time to celebrate the fall season with supplies from Oesterling's Lawn and Garden. They have a huge selection of fall and Halloween decorations like pumpkins, corn stalks, and mums. Their fall flower bulbs are in, including the ice cream tulip, tulip mixes, crocus, and more. This time of year is great to plant grass seed, lime, and fertilize your lawn. And they have Lignetics hardwood pellets in stock to help keep the heat on for those cool fall nights. Kick off the fall season at Oesterling's Lawn and Garden, where they'll have everything you'll need at a great price.
That frightening sound is one we hear quite often throughout the day. Our heart quickens and immediately we wonder what happened. A medical emergency can be frightening. Every tick of the clock crucial. And that's why Butler Ambulance Service is dedicated to be there with every ounce of care possible. Butler Ambulance Service is within minutes of providing you or a loved one with treatment and transportation. Call 282-9595 to find out more. Butler Ambulance Service is a phone call away from serving you.
Welcome back, good friends. Nice to have you with us on the It's Your Turn program here on a sunny and really quite delightful Thursday, especially for late October. Our temperatures are already up into the mid-60s here, and we're just past 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Hey, we're going to be talking on the next segment of the program about Stand Down, this year's Stand Down locally. And here to fill us in on it is Roy Ramone. Roy, good to see you again. Nice to have you back with us.
Good to be seen.
Yeah, yeah. So, Stand Down. We better start from the very beginning here, Roy, and make sure that all of our listeners are aware of just what we're talking about. What is Stand Down?
Well, Stand Down is a program that actually started off in 1984 in Los Angeles, California.
Mm-hmm.
What it is, it resembles back during the Vietnam War, whenever soldiers would leave the battlefield and come back to a safe place to get food and water and clean clothing and stuff like that, mm-hmm. just to rest up before they went back out to battle. But
that was the term they used, stand down?
Yes. And so basically what a stand down is now is for our homeless veterans. It's a chance for our homeless veterans to come in and get resources and food and clean clothes and warm clothes and resources from the community.
Terrific, huh? And this has been done now for a couple of years, I think, in our area, has it not?
This is going to be our fourth.
Fourth year?
Yes.
And it's coming up pretty soon.
Yes, next Friday.
I'm looking at my background information here, and you know, you see November 2nd, and you think, well, that's a ways off. No, November is a week from tomorrow.
Right.
Yeah. So November 2nd is the date. Where will it take place?
It's going to be at the Tanglewood right here in Butler. The time's going to be 11 to 2. Mm-hmm. We can't try to keep it a little bit short.
Now, it's November 2nd. That's a Saturday, isn't it?
No, November 1st is the, I'm sorry, November 1st is the stand down.
Oh, okay. So I had the wrong date here on my information. So it's November 1st, huh?
Yes.
Okay. Week from tomorrow, next Friday.
Yes.
Now, this is for homeless veterans. Is there a charge to get in?
Or? No, it's free. Actually, it's not just homeless veterans that we are working with because the LHOT, Local Housing Option Team for Butler, is actually our primary point for this. But November is Homeless Awareness Month.
Ah, okay.
And so if with any veterans that are struggling or in need of services, they're more than welcome to come. Family members, members from the community that are experiencing homelessness are welcome to come so we can get the resources out to them, get them housed before it gets way too cold.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the resources that will be available. I'm not sure on this. Clothing items, will that be available?
There will be clothing items. Actually, we just landed or got a confirmation from Walmart. They help us out for the last 2 years. They've been helping us out with boots and fried chicken for food. So Walmart's been helping us out a lot.
Excellent.
We do get some Army surplus items through the Butler VA, and those will be strictly for veterans.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll have haircuts, flu shots. We're going to have different community agencies there that can help people on the spot with either trying to get into housing or to maybe somebody might have a problem with drug and alcohol or some kind of substance abuse or mental health issues. So we're going to have all the different resources there to help anybody that comes through the door.
We don't like to think, when I say we, I mean our society as a whole here, locally in Butler County, we don't like to think that there are homeless people, but there are.
There is. Matter of fact, I am one that was homeless at one point, and the community and the agencies here in Butler, they helped me out in such a way where I was able to, what I want to do now is let everybody know that there is help out there. All you have to do is show up to this one-day event, and you will find the resources.
I'm aware that there are homeless people, even homeless families here in Butler County because of programs I've done in the past. But, you know, even when you're aware of it, you don't stop to think. For example, you said flu shots will be available a week from tomorrow, next Friday, at this stand-down event. Goodness gracious, people that are homeless, they would need a flu shot as much as anybody, maybe more than anybody.
Right. They could actually end up, you know, passing away from the flu.
Absolutely.
One thing I wanted to point out is a lot of people don't understand with the homeless population, that a lot of the homeless population are, the age is over 50.
Really?
Over 50.
Didn't realize that.
Yes. Hmm. And so we're the ones that really need the flu shot.
Yeah. And you mentioned boots, the local Walmart helping out with some donation. That would be another thing with the cold weather and snow and ice just around the corner.
Right. And we actually have a couple agencies that's going to be stepping up with hand warmers and foot warmer, you know, shoe warm, toe warmer, what do they call them? Toe warmers. So
there's different things. There's, you know, a little packet you can squeeze and then put in your shoe or your sock and
right.
you know, so on and so forth. They work pretty good, actually.
Right. But the whole thing for this stand down is not to keep the person warm on the living out in the woods. We want to bring them in and get them sheltered. Get them out of the weather. And
so they can get information on that
right.
by attending this event.
Right. And if anybody out there knows of anybody that is homeless or sees anybody out there that is homeless or looking for food or something, let them know that, you know, next Friday, November 1st, 11 to 2, show up to the Tanglewood so we can get them some help.
Tanglewood, of course, and we're kind of assuming, Roy and I, that everyone knows where it is. It's just off Hanson Avenue. You'll see it listed as the address, Austin Avenue, Lindora, and nobody knows where that is. You can see it from Hanson Avenue, for goodness sakes. It's right there. I think most folks would realize that's where it is. But it's a three-hour window. Next Friday, a week from tomorrow, 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Now, you don't need an appointment or anything. Just show up,
right? Just show up.
Yeah.
Just show up. We usually have an opening ceremony at 11 o'clock, and then registration opens up for people to come in, register, and go on in. We are registering, so we do get some kind of information on who's coming through the doors, and so we can follow up with them, you know. Like I said, the main thing is just get them off the streets and get them sheltered.
You said this program started out in California. Is it a nationwide initiative, Roy?
Yes, it is. It's a nationwide. Most counties have a stand down now. Lawrence County was last month. Mm-hmm. This month it's Butler. I believe Mercer County. I don't have the data on the top of my head, but they're going to mm-hmm. be having one coming up also.
Now, I understand that the Butler County Local Housing Options Team, you call that LIHOT or what?
LHOT.
LHOT, Local Housing Options Team. They're also marking Homeless Awareness Month for the entire month of November, and they have some other stuff coming up even later in the month, right?
Right. I think we have a Dodge Out. Homelessness. It's a dodgeball event at Cubs Hall.
Oh, that'll be a fundraiser?
Yeah. Yes, sir. And
I was pretty good at dodgeball back in the day.
I'm not participating. I got a nice looking face here that my wife wants me to keep intact.
I haven't dodged too many balls lately either, but I can remember that was great fun when I was back in school.
Right. And then we're having our landlord appreciation dinner at the Vagabond. And there's one more thing, I believe there
I've
is.
I've got November 14th listed as the date for that,
right.
Is that right?
Yes. That's where landlords could come in and be appreciated for
and
what they do.
There's something here, VA Challenge at VA Butler Healthcare on November 6th. You know anything about that, Roy?
Yeah, the VA Challenge, I'll be participating in that also. Some of the veterans will be able to come in and speak about their homelessness and where they're at and their success stories and where they're at today. So yeah, it's a great opportunity to go up and listen to different veterans tell their stories.
We're talking about Butler County's Stand Down, an event that will be held for the fourth time now here locally. The fourth year for Stand Down, and it takes place a week from tomorrow. It's Friday of next week, November the 1st, from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Tanglewood Center, just off Hanson Avenue. And boy, if you know anybody, certainly in your family or your circle of friends or anywhere that might benefit from this, make sure they know about it.
Right.
Week from tomorrow, next Friday. I want to talk more about this with Roy Ramone. He's with us here in the studio, but we owe for a break, so let's do that. And back with more of the Thursday edition of It's Your Turn here on WISR right after these words.
Are you looking to buy a house for the first time? At Armco Credit Union, they're known for competitive rates and low fees. But did you know their mortgage specialists will work with you every step of the way to make sure your best interests are served? Call the mortgage department at 724-284-2020 and ask them about their first-time home buyer program that allows a minimum down payment of only 3%. Don't have time to call or visit? Simply apply for a mortgage online, armcocu.com. Armco Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity and is federally insured by NCUA.
Welcome your fall morning with the best fall breakfast at Michael's Restaurant. In the fall, mornings are chilly and you just don't want to get up. But head to Michael's Restaurant and savor their pumpkin pancakes, cornmeal mush, or their popular buckwheat pancakes. Breakfast lovers, it's worth getting out of bed for. I promise.
We're chatting with Roy Ramon about Butler County's Stand Down event coming up Friday of next week, November the 1st, at the Tanglewood Center. So are you still looking for donated items? You mentioned that the good folks at Walmart are kicking in with some donations.
We're always looking for donated items.
What sort of thing, Roy?
Actually, right now we are looking for like long underwear. You know, the shirts and the pants, mm-hmm. both, because those are always needed. We're looking for coats, jackets, donated jackets. We're looking for...
hygiene items, would that be?
Yes, we always get the hygiene items. I think right now we have a pretty good supply of those.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Our biggest problem is storing stuff in between the events.
What about, and I'm just thinking out loud here, what about blankets?
The blankets, the thing is we find with homeless is we don't want to overbear them with items, mm-hmm. because they're homeless and they usually carry everything they own on their back, and so there won't be that. I mean, sleeping bags, we're always looking for sleeping bags, mm-hmm. because somebody will always want a sleeping bag. But the blankets and stuff, that it's just something that they won't take if they're homeless.
Yeah, well, it's not like they can throw it in the back of the minivan and drive off, because
right.
that's not going to happen. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I suppose a pair of sweatshirt or sweatpants or something like that would be welcome.
Any kind of clothing that you think of that keeps you warm and snuggled in your chair whenever you're sitting there watching TV at night, those are great items.
How could, if somebody was so inclined, how could they donate some of this stuff?
There's a phone number for Allison Rose with the LHOT committee on the bottom of that news release.
Ah, yes, I see it there now. I'll give it 724-284-5114. 724-284-5114. And that would be Allison at the Butler County Local Housing Options Team, LHOT.
Right.
LHOT. You mentioned that you were once homeless, Roy, and you got help. And so it's one of the reasons why you're anxious to help others. Are you a veteran?
Yes, I am. I served in the United States Navy from 1980 to 1986.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually from San Jose, California. And I moved out here after I retired and with my wife, which is from the area.
Mm-hmm.
And in-laws are beautiful, 3,000 miles away. But I ended up getting a divorce, and I had an alcohol issue. So I went to the Butler VA, and I went through their treatment up there. And then after I was done with that, I was homeless. And so I was helped out by the Butler Housing Authority.
Wow.
They helped me out.
Mm-hmm.
And then the resources just start coming in, and it's like, well, this is great. People need to know about this. And so that's whenever I started the Compere Corps program here in Butler. It is a one-on-one friendship with veterans, veteran battle buddies, we call them.
Mm-hmm.
And what we do is connect veterans in mental health diagnosis or behavioral health and with another veteran and one-on-one, get them out of their isolation, get them back out in the community.
Find out that the problems that they may be dealing with, they're not alone.
They're not.
Yeah.
And the best thing for myself, the best medicine for myself is to help another. Help another veteran out, help another person out, and it keeps me healthy.
If we're thinking of a homeless veteran, the image that might pop into our mind is a man. I'm sure there are some female veterans who are in the same boat these days because we have a lot more women in the armed services.
Oh, most definitely. We actually have a female home here in Butler now for homeless veterans, female veterans, the Robbins Home.
Yeah.
And, there's female veterans out there that have actually children that are couch surfing and stuff. And they're actually, they need the support also.
Yeah, that facility just opened, I don't know, within the past month or two. It's a great thing.
Yes, it is.
Great thing. A lot of folks helped out to make that possible, and obviously a lot of folks are helping out to make your stand-down event possible, too.
Right. Yeah, we're going to have over 43 vendors, I believe, right now.
Wow.
Going to be there to give their support.
Mm-hmm. You said you were in what branch of the service, Roy?
I was in the Navy.
Navy?
Yes.
And did you, I always think of the old recruiting slogan, you know, join the Navy, see the world. Did you travel? Were you posted to different places, or were you mostly stateside?
I most definitely traveled.
Did you?
Yes. I was stationed as a tender over in La Maddalena, Sardinia, Italy,
okay.
My first ship.
Sardinia, and that's one of those islands off the coast of Italy. Yeah.
Yes. And then I was on a ammunition ship out of San Francisco, which we never seen shore. We were always out at sea taking ammunition off a ship so they could go into port. And when they come back, we put it back on the ship.
So you were deployed for lengthy periods, huh?
Yeah. And then my last stint was on a fast frigate where all we did was follow carriers around.
I'm never too sure of myself when we're talking about the different kinds of ships in the Navy, you know. Frigate. I know it's a kind of ship, but I have no idea what it looks like.
It's a small, fast protection ship, you know, gunship that is just follows around.
So smaller even than like a cruiser or destroyer or something like that.
Right. We're the ones that take on the torpedoes that they shoot them at carriers.
Yeah, the big ships are the battleships and the carriers.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know if they even have battleships anymore.
No, we don't have, actually, we don't have frigates anymore, neither.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Well, some of that stuff, you know, for those of us who were not in the Navy, we see it in movies, you know.
Right.
And a lot of that stuff's been retired because it's just not the way the Navy fights anymore.
I've been out long enough now that all three ships that I was on are retired when razor blades.
Well, those, yeah, that's what happens to them. But, boy, those aircraft carriers, wow.
Yeah.
That's something else, isn't it, huh?
Yes, it is.
Man, oh, man, they are literally floating cities.
Yes, they are. Actually,
with thousands of people on them.
I was only on one of them and got lost one time. And that was the last time I was on it.
Never been on one, but there was a special on public broadcasting. It was a couple of years ago now I saw it. And I think it was called Aircraft or Carrier, I think was the name of it. Fascinating look and a really open my eyes about just how many people are on there. And plus, you got all the planes and everything else. And amazing.
Right.
Amazing. Listen, we have to take one more break, but I want to recap what's going to be happening a week from tomorrow, next Friday, in Butler County's Stand Down. We'll be back to talk more with Roy right after these words.
Hop the bus, leave the driving up to us.
The bus.
We're going your way, getting there stops here. Just hop the bus, easy and economical. Just hop the bus, no car, no problem, the bus will get you there. Cause that's what we do. Hop the bus, leave the driving up to us.
The bus.
We're going your way.
Tri-Rivers Musculoskeletal Centers congratulates orthopedic foot and ankle surgeon Dr. William Saar for being named a best doc by Pittsburgh Magazine for the third straight year.
I'm Dr. William Saar with Tri-Rivers. Whether you suffer a foot or ankle-related trauma, such as a fracture or dislocation, or require reconstructive foot and ankle surgery, I rely on my extensive experience and specialized training to get you back on your feet. For more information or to schedule an appointment, please visit TriRiversMSK.com or call 1-866-874-7483.
Welcome back, folks. We have just a couple of minutes left to wrap up our conversation with Roy Ramone. We're talking about Butler County's stand down. During the break, Roy, you mentioned another event coming up that would benefit veterans.
Yeah, it's the Holiday for Heroes. It's put on by Heroes Angels. It's going to be a just a get-together, a free get-together for everybody in the community so we could send care packages over to our locally deployed veterans.
Mm-hmm.
But there's going to be door prizes and drawings and food and 50-50 and reverse raffles.
Where is that?
It's going to be at the North Washington Social Hall.
Oh, yeah. That's right behind the rodeo arena there in North Washington.
Yeah. But the first 100 veterans show up, they'll get a event T-shirt, and then also they're going to be having a $50 raffle for veterans every hour. So
excellent.
If you're a veteran, come on out.
We'll mark our calendar for that. Back to Stand Down. This is a nationwide initiative that started, as Roy told us, actually in California some years ago. But this will be the fourth year now for the Butler County Stand Down. And it's Friday, week from tomorrow, Friday, November 1st, at the Tanglewood Center just off Hanson Avenue from 11 a.m. until 2. And there's no appointment needed. You just go. And there'll be things available like haircuts, flu shots, and other items that might be of critical importance to the homeless, especially as we head into the cold weather season now.
Right. We actually going to have some vision care people there.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have your SSVF and your Soldier On Veteran Leadership Program. All those are homeless programs that will be there to help veterans on the spot.
Mm-hmm.
We're also going to have the Butler VA there. If you're not registered with the Butler VA, we'll get you registered, get you in. They have an awesome homeless program up at the Butler VA.
Yes, they do. It's excellent. We're so fortunate to have VA healthcare center with us. I just thought of something else that, you know, anybody who's inclined to donate to help out, Stand Down, a grocery gift card would be a great idea.
Great ideas.
Obviously, they're going to need groceries, and that's not something, you slip it into your pocket. It doesn't take up any space.
Right. Yeah, actually, like a Get Go or Sheetz.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Anywhere where they could just go in and get a sandwich for the day or whatever.
Well, if you want more information on how and when to donate, I'll give you that phone number again. You want to talk to Allison at the Butler County Local Housing Options Team. And the phone number to call is 724-284-5114. That's 284-5114. And again, this is all free next Friday.
Yes, it is. And if you can't get a hold of Allison, you could always call my office and leave a voicemail for me if I'm not in the office. The number there is 724-287-4083, and my extension is 228. If you call after 4:30, I'll still get it.
Roy Ramone visiting with us. It's just a great program, and
yes.
I'm certainly glad we got it started here in Butler County, and it's gone pretty well, I guess, for the first 3 years, right?
Right. Actually, I've been involved all 3 years. This is my fourth year, and it's doing nothing but growing and more support. It's unbelievable what Butler County has been doing for us veterans.
Wow. And I've talked to many veterans who feel a little, sheepish about this. Hey, folks, this is not a giveaway. You earned this. by serving for us. Never forget that. And I hope we never forget it either.
Yeah, for anybody out there that's kind of on the fence about if they're a veteran or not, I ask, did you serve? Did you serve our nation? If you did, come out and see us.
Roy, it's good to see you.
All right.
Yeah, thanks for stopping in today.
All right. Thank you, Dave. Sure. Always a pleasure.
That wraps up our It's Your Turn program for today. Tomorrow we've got, we've got City Hall tomorrow, yes. Probably be chatting with the mayor of the city of Butler, Mayor Ben Smith, and perhaps some other guests as well. I'm Dave Malarkey. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday. Enjoy the sunshine. It's a pretty nice day out there for late October. Hope to see you tomorrow at 12:30 for the Friday edition of It's Your Turn.
Thanks for joining us for today's edition of It's Your Turn with Dave Malarkey here on WISR 680 AM. Today's broadcast is also archived for you online at WISR680.com. Tune in again next time for Dave Malarkey's It's Your Turn, weekdays from 12:30 to 1:30, right here on WISR 680.
Show him that you care.